The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12 and 16 to 20, where Jesus sends out the 72 to do some pre-evangelism work. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I will give you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." My dear friends in Christ, Jesus said to those 72 that he sent out to do that pre-evangelism work to prepare people for when Jesus would get to those towns and villages. He said, "When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.'" And that was a polite greeting back in those days, but when he had them say, "Peace to this house," it was more than a polite greeting. Jesus wanted those 72, and he wants us also, to share the spiritual peace that we have in Christ. And maybe we could think of the story of Jonah, the reluctant prophet. God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach to the people there. Jonah refused to go at first because he didn't want the people of Nineveh, they were enemies of Israel, he didn't want them to have spiritual peace. He wanted them to be condemned. After God caused Jonah then to spend some time, 3 days, in portions of 3 days in the belly of a big fish, then Jonah did go to Nineveh and did reluctantly preach to the people. He showed them their sin, how God hates sin and condemns sinners to hell. But after his law preaching, the Ninevites were led to repentance. Through the gospel, they learned about the forgiveness of sins and how through faith we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. All too often in our lives, we can be troubled by our sins, like the Ninevites were troubled by their sin after Jonah had preached to them. And all people who take an honest look at themselves and at God's law will have to be troubled because we daily sin much with our sinful deeds, our sinful words, and even our sinful thoughts. But because Christ lived a perfect life and died an innocent death on the cross for us, well, we can rest assured that all our sins have been paid for. Because Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, because of Jesus, we, like the Ninevites to whom Jonah preached, can rejoice that we have peace with God. And not only can you and I rejoice in the peace with God that we have, but we can also go out into the world with this amazing message of peace with God and the message of forgiveness in Christ. Jesus lived and died for all people. So let's go and try to get that message out to all people by sharing the message of God's peace with anyone we can, and by supporting efforts, well, of our church and of our synod to go out into all the world with the gospel. Jesus told the 72, "He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." When we witness for Christ, what we can do is we can go with his authority, as long as we're faithfully teaching the word of God, proclaiming God's word. Then we can witness for Christ without fear, like the Old Testament prophet Daniel did. Daniel, remember, he was thrown into the lion's den for confessing his faith. He wouldn't deny his faith even under those circumstances, because he knew that through faith he had God standing behind him. And whether or not the lions devoured him, he knew that his soul was safe. He had nothing to fear. Likewise, our souls are safe in Jesus. And remember, they're only safe in Jesus. Apart from Jesus, we're not safe. We're in a dangerous spot. Well, we're in a definite dead-end spot. But with the Savior, we're safe. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. So let's not hesitate to go, especially to our family and friends and our acquaintances, with the message of Jesus, our Savior. Jesus never said to us that we should just sit here and just rejoice in our salvation. Rather, he said to the 72, and he says to us as well, "Go, I am sending you out." When the Lord tells us to go as his messengers, let's go with his authority, with that word of God, and let's go with the Lord's message of peace in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us who know how blessed we are because Jesus is our Savior to always be eager and looking for opportunities to be your messengers with the law and the gospel, so that the Holy Spirit can work on people's hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.